Let's go to the phones. Doug in Atlanta, WGTK. Hi, Doug.
Morning, Glory.
Evening, Grace, you, sir.
You know, I understand you are calling for, you know, congressional investigations into the CBS fiasco.
Yep.
But I think that there has been another hearing already that has, I think, taken a worse toll on CBS, and that is the information the judge was reporting today that CBS this past week has just gone in the tank in terms of the evening news rating.
Well, you know what, Drudge?
They can't even beat reruns of The Simpsons and King of Queens.
I got to caution you on this. He did not give us a comparison quarter to quarter. Yes, he's losing vis-a-vis ABC and NBC dramatically. And in reruns, you're right, in New York City, to things like The Simpsons. But wasn't he already in the tank? Isn't that why they might have lost their...
I thought CBS News was first place in those top areas.
Well, if that's the case, then Viacom executives sitting on their audit committee have to move in, because then they're killing the shareholders of Viacom. I thought that, I don't know that it's the case. I just didn't see a comparison published by Drudge, and so I was unwilling to go there. But if that's the case, they have to step in. The guy's killing the brand.
Well, I understand. And the thing about congressional, I don't know if congressional investigations would be enough to keep these guys from holding things back. I was reading an article in World of Daily about back in the 60s when Rather was doing stories about guys in Vietnam who came back with all these horror stories, and I have flashbacks and da-da-da. Turns out these guys were either, you know, ammo gophers or were never there or that sort of stuff, and nothing changed that. I mean, he became the anchor, you know. I don't think a congressional group going tut, tut, tut over some of this stuff will hurt them as much as the almighty dollar.
It's not congressional people going tut, tut, tut. It's congressional people with subpoenas. Here's my best argument. As we speak, CBS producers, assistant producers, the equivalents of Dwayne and below Dwayne, the minions, are busy erasing the disks on their computer. They're busy trying to scrub the email off. They're busy trying to put as much distance as possible between themselves and this forged story, because there are criminal implications, there are SEC implications, there are political implications. They might be throwing computers away. They're so afraid of this sort of stuff. One subpoena freezes that. But it doesn't stop until someone says stop. And so if you want CBS to get away with a cover-up, you will oppose congressional hearings. If you want them to at least have to maintain their files of being duped, how did it happen, then you want them to be the subject of a subpoena that says, we want your records and all your docs, including your electronic docs, having to do with this dispute. I also want to point out one thing. What Rather is doing, the best analogy I've come up with thus far, is what the outsider did to Tylenol when he poisoned the bottles years ago. Remember that? They had to shrink wrap the bottles after that when someone put in rat poison into Tylenol. That began the home load. It destroyed the brand for a couple of years. Same thing happened to Jack in the Box. I think it was Jack in the Box, wasn't it? When they had bad meat. When a brand goes bad, it takes forever to rebuild it. You have to do all sorts of confidence-building measures. You have to beg the public to give you a second chance. Sometimes it doesn't work. I don't think that the longer they let Rather go on like this, he's destroying the brand from the inside out. And no responsible executive in America who answers to a board should be allowed to do this, Doug. And that's why I think Congress ought to give him a shove in the right direction. Hey, thanks. Good to talk to you. Let's go to...